Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are not watching any episodes of Power Rangers. It's bonus times.
That's right.
So we're doing
just
a
when
Q&A.
You think you have all the answers, we don't watch the show.
We don't watch the questions. Well,
yeah.
We will look at the questions, because I did say we are doing a Q&A.
Just when you think you have all the questions, we give goofy answers.
We'll give you bad answers that you did not want and were not expecting. Last night I asked people to tweet us and use the hashtag MorphinGrid. Some people did not, so we will save them for the end so we can shame them properly for not following the one rule. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. I always forget to do these in bonus episodes. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. Updated through Lost Galaxy. Classic feeds. LittleAce.MorphinGrid@gmail.com. Twitter at MorphinGrid. Apple Podcasts for bonus time, so I don't need to think of a bit. Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, all those, all the real ones and the fake ones. Leave us a rating and review. Also Patreon, patreon.com/JakeAndJosh. That's out of the way. Let's talk about Power Ranger questions. I slept in late. I texted you. I don't even remember when, and then you got to me back to me about like half an hour ago.
Yeah, it said you texted me 30 minutes ago when I replied to you.
So I guess it was about an hour ago, and then you're like, oh, I'm ready to go whenever. And I'm like, okay. And then I just laid in bed for another 10 minutes. I was like, oh, I should get out of here and go. Because I turned my heating pad on, which is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because then it just makes this nice little warm pocket. And apparently, I'm like a kitty cat, and then if there's like this little warm pocket, I want to curl up and go to bed there. So I'm a little sleepy. That's why my voice probably sounds a little weird. First up is from Noah at Clemenson_Noah. If there was a new season of Power Rangers with Demetria, Larico, Trey, Joel, Leo, and the Phantom Ranger, which ranger would be which color and which would be their mentor? Right out the gate, taking a big swing at the worst team possible, huh, Noah?
Hang on, I gotta pull this up so I can see those names again.
The first one after I asked for questions in the hashtag. What a bad list. What a really bad list.
Okay, I'm here, I got it. Ooh, yucky.
Okay, well,
alright, who would be what color?
Well, two of these people already have colors, right?
Yeah,
Joel and Leo.
Yeah, but would Leo be a Red Ranger? I guess in this team,
I mean,
yeah.
In Garbage Force, yeah, I think he'd be the Red Ranger in Garbage Force.
And Joel is green, right?
Yeah.
So could we could do green and black on the same team?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think Trey is a Black Ranger.
Yeah.
And Largo is
probably a Blue Ranger.
Blue. I was gonna say yellow, and Demetria would be blue.
See, I thought Demetria would be the mentor.
She would be, but there's only six, and then the Phantom Ranger's your sixth ranger, so he doesn't have to change
okay,
at all.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, I got you. So Demetria's blue.
Yeah. But if this is not counting a sixth ranger, then yes, Demetria's definitely the mentor.
Okay, so let's just run through. Demetria blue, Largo yellow, Trey black, Joel green, Leo red, Phantom Ranger phantom colored.
Yeah.
And then I guess their mentor would be like...
He's the double invisible ranger.
God, I hate him so much.
He's just clear.
He's clear.
His toy is just clear plastic.
He's see-through white. I don't know who their mentor would be.
I think this would be a season where like they didn't have one.
Yeah.
And like Demetria would just handle all that stuff.
Right, yeah. So that's a good way to start this Q&A off.
Or their mentor would be Alpha 6.
I love Alpha 6.
Well,
I like that guy.
I can't think of like a bad Alpha equivalent.
I mean, like,
whatever that like Johnny 5 from Samurai was it Samurai or Megaforce that was Gosei?
That was Megaforce.
That was Megaforce, because there also was a robot in the cave that just like zipped around and did alpha stuff.
Boy, I'm not excited to get back there. We might just watch Beetleborgs instead.
I'm going to veto that.
Okay, after we watch Megaforce, you're going to be like, man, we probably should have just watched Beetleborgs.
VR Troopers, maybe, not Beetleborgs.
You know, I actually was thinking about, I saw, I followed this account called, I think it's like Toku GIFs or something like that, and they just post GIFs from Power Rangers and Tokusatsu shows. And they posted one from one of the Metal Hero shows that VR Troopers was based on. And I was like, should we watch VR Troopers when we finish Power Rangers when we catch up? Maybe we should do that. That's a way future problem. That's us in our 40s problem.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Next up is from Shannon Maynor, at Shannon Maynor. If you had to take a pre-ZU Ranger Sentai and make it into a Power Rangers series, which would you pick? Not Jetman, since you did that. We did do Jetman with Matt J, with the bird boys from the front dimension.
I don't love the suits, but I do like the concept of Jaqua Ranger.
Jaqua? I like a Jaqua. I don't know. Hold on. Let me pull it up. I don't remember which season it is. I think it's
by concept, I mean I like the card theme.
That's a good theme, yeah. Yeah. It's Mask Man. All right, let me send you a picture of their suits, because their suits are pretty dope. They're my favorite of the not... Oh, where am I? I'm in the Morph Market. Hold on.
Everything's falling apart.
Welcome to the bonus. We don't know what to do. Just message you. Masked Man. Their suits are really cool, and their masks and their helmets are really cool.
Oh, yeah. This is probably one of the only pre-Zyuranger that's like... not a totally hideous weird face.
Yeah. Like Jetman looks cool, and then everything else except for Mask Man like looks weird. Some of them look fine, but they look weird. Then there's like Bioman, which is just like human faces. One of them has hair. And no thank you. But I think Mask Man has my favorite
These suits would be very fun to work with, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what anything that happens in the season is.
Same. I know nothing about the show.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Mask Man.
Here, let me just see. Hikari Sentai Mask Man. Let me just hit the Wikipedia, see what the plot synopsis is.
Because they're I'm looking at the Card Rangers now. And they're not...
They're not terrible.
They're not terrible, but they're... They are a little weird. They have like tiny little half capes.
Yeah. I don't hate the half cape.
I kind of love that.
So apparently Mask Man was the first Super Sentai series that showcased each member having their own individual vehicles that form their robot.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Plot synopsis. This is extremely long. Okay, never mind. Commander Sugata is the scientist and sage who excels in mental reinforcements, is a master of every martial arts discipline. This doesn't matter, whatever the thing is about, because we would change a root and branch. But this is also the first one that had a sixth ranger, I believe. Maybe I am misremembering that.
I guess technically, because Jaqua Ranger has that fifth ranger that kind of acts like a sixth ranger, but he's only number five.
Right. These suits are, I'm looking at these now. Their helmets are very large. They have very big heads. I really like it, but their heads are so big.
Which one is this?
In Jaqua.
Yeah.
Like their helmets are just,
I'm trying to find
these giant orbs. I got a high quality glossy JPEG I found of Jaqua.
It's so crazy. When you search for like a Power Ranger costume, you get so many little pixel arts.
Yep.
Of them.
Here,
little DeviantArt pixel arts that you
I'm
put in your
you,
AIM profile.
Right. I just sent you a extremely high def picture of Jaqua.
How did anybody even get this?
Well, they took this. This is a photo with real film that they took, which is the highest definition.
Oh yeah,
you can
see the like mesh on the
it's weird.
The visors.
Their heads are so big. I do like the outfits though. I think the outfits are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about these helmets. I don't know why they have to be like a big globe, like a beach ball.
You know, I think they didn't have regular head size technology to make that work. I don't remember if Mask Man had the sixth ranger that was a robot. I think this is the original six. So he was only in one episode, and he was like an experimental like robot thing.
Oh, is it this green one?
Yeah, I think anyway.
Oh yeah, he's got a people face.
Yeah, and it's like bad.
And a weird little half vest, a belly vest.
But yeah, so to answer your question, Shannon, I would say Mask Man, because it looks pretty dope.
Maybe without this Nightmare Sixth Ranger, though.
I mean, maybe we have him show up and they're like, oh, you are not meant to exist.
Yeah. Only in one episode, maybe we can make him a bad guy.
Oh, maybe. All right. This is from Cameron S. Cameron, at Cameron, and then a bunch of numbers. Out of all the villains and monsters you've seen to this point, who are your favorite voices?
That is very bold of you to assume I remember individual voices. Like, I don't even think I could tell you what Pudgy Pig sounded like without hearing it.
Did Pudgy Pig talk? I think Pudgy Pig sounded like...
I think he was like, I'm hungry, I want to eat all the food.
Give me the popcorn. I mean, my answer is Goldar. Goldar.
I was also going to say Goldar, or Finster.
Finster's also very good.
Go listen to our old episodes to hear me do good Finster.
Before you got Babadook. I mean, she's a villain, and she's like just a human person, but Astronema has a great voice. She's that real even keel I'm very into, so.
Yeah.
Also, I've been thinking about I'm on my side for 20 years, almost, so. You know, there's that. Actually, no, it has been over 20 years. Because that was 98?
Yeah, you'll get 22 years this year.
Holy dip. Power Rangers is so old.
Not older than me.
Not older than me either. But only by a little bit.
Yeah.
Also from Cameron, if someone from Hasbro came to you and gave you the opportunity to do a season similar to Wild Force with an environmental message now, how would you go about writing that season so it didn't make some of the same mistakes that Wild Force made? I don't know, because did Wild Force have an environmental message, or did they just go, we protect the Earth, whatever that means?
Yeah, it was protect the Earth from mud and vines.
See, because I feel like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers did more environmental work than... the actual Wild Force Rangers. Because
all they did was live on a organic spaceship above
the Earth. Who's checking the emissions of Animaria? Huh? Nobody. We don't know what that's pumping into our atmosphere.
We don't know what that magic does to the ozone.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, like, you would probably have to, like, lean into there being something about it, you know? And I know that it probably wouldn't play at all, but I do kind of miss, like, during the credits, the cast is there like, hey, everybody, we had a lot of fun today. Let me tell you about recycling. I kind of miss that. And I feel like there is an opportunity for those to come back.
Yeah. It's hard without something right in front of me to say, like, I would do it this way.
Yeah. Recycling. I feel like recycling is like a big thing.
Set it in the 80s and have all the bad guys be hairspray.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is fight hairspray cans. and save the environment.
That'd be pretty bad, Josh.
And stop cows from farting.
Never going to happen. Next is from GM John at Fiery Heart 1. In Wild Force, what do you think is the biggest win and the biggest missed opportunity?
I don't know about the biggest win, but I can tell you the biggest missed opportunity is all those cool Zords we just didn't get.
Yeah. That's more of a Gal Ranger failing than a Wild Force, because, you know, they couldn't just make up. But, like, it really sucks that Gal Ranger did not have all the money that they thought they were going to have going into it. Because you wouldn't name it 100 Animal Squad Gal Ranger, whatever Gal means, if you didn't think, hey, maybe we should do 100 Zords.
Right.
And then they're like, we'll give you 25. It's like, okay.
25 Zords and an Animus. Well,
yeah. Throw it. We don't need that one. Throw that one in the trash.
Nobody wants an Animus.
Apparently, in Gal Ranger, they, like, I don't know if they specifically say, but they mention or hint or something that on the list of 100 Animal Zords, the Kaku Ranger Zords are all there. Like, their second set of Zords, which was the first set of the season 3 Zords, the Ninja Zords. Yeah. So, like, there's 6 more right there.
Yeah.
Couldn't have gotten those.
I think it would have been fine, I think, like, I wouldn't have such a big deal with it if they didn't show those random four more. If it was just like, here's all the spirits of the fallen wild Zords, but it showed us pictures of what we didn't get. And I think that's what bothers me the most, is if they just didn't show those.
Especially because, like, the zebra looked amazing. The manta ray just looked like the outline of a manta ray. Like, yeah. It was like orange, but that was it. I think the biggest win is Taylor's backstory.
Now that I've thought about it for a minute, I think the biggest win is Jindrax and Toxica.
That is also true. They ruled.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have gotten some sort of play in the last two episodes. Yeah. That's a real bummer.
So they just walked that old dusty road.
Yep. See you later. See you down the old dusty trail. John also says, Ninja Storm is the first season I consistently watched because of the switch to Disney. Having seen the suits, Morphers, Megazord, and heard the theme song, what is your called shot for this season? Well, let's see. Do I remember the theme song?
Look, no. The only suit I remember is the green one.
I think I remember their suits. Their Morpher we looked at a lot, and I think we watched the toy review for that one, and I don't remember
it,
actually. I'm
Googling the Morpher right now.
Okay. It's like the spinny wristwatch thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The Megazord is also pretty bad. I don't really like that Megazord. It looks weird to me.
Oh, this starts as a three-person team.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the first time we've had that.
Yep, and I think we're going to get it twice in a row, because I think Dino Thunder's right afterwards, and that also has a three-person team.
Okay, I do like these suits a lot. I remember them now.
The suits are really cool. I don't like their Megazord very much. And the Morphers are neat. I can't remember the themes. I think the season's going to be good. I think from what I heard, it goes back to like kind of more of a lighthearted, because Disney's first season, so they kind of like skewed it a little younger, so it's a little more lighthearted and goofy.
Is the Red Ranger's weapon a guitar?
I don't know what you're looking at. What did you Google?
I googled Ninja Storm, and there's this picture of, I think that's, because that's Ninja Storm Green Ranger, and they're standing on, like, a rock. It's obviously photoshopped over this, like, cloud background, and they're all standing there with their weapons, and it has the two Beetle Rangers in the back, but in the front is red and green, and I swear his weapon is just, like, a banjo.
That is pretty much like a lute, huh?
Well, that'll be fun. That? Everyone else has a weapon, but the Red Ranger just fucking rocks, man.
He's just gonna shred, man. I like that the Yellow Ranger's like, I got a big hammer. Green's got a regular sword.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Oh, uh-oh.
What'd you look at?
Well, there's this thumbnail for something about Power Rangers Ninja Storm on YouTube, but they're in their full costumes and they have their helmets on, but the face part is out, so you can see their human faces in the helmets.
Oh, I also see that. That does suck.
That never looks good.
I'm not a fan of that. It's one of my biggest problems with the movie, is they just kept showing their whole faces.
Oh, wait, that might be... That looks like that's from the Sentai, though.
Maybe we won't. Well, who knows? Either way...
It's hard to tell.
I think it's going to be a fun season. I've heard it's goofy, and I'm into that.
Yeah.
I miss Power Rangers being, like, weird and goofy.
I just also want to see the kids doing not Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah. I know it's, like, a Naruto school, so, like, I'm pretty excited about that. And,
Well, maybe they'll do the recycle.
Maybe it'll be like, hey, kids, recycle.
Just recycle. Or, like... Clean up a rundown power plant or something.
Yeah, hey, this toxic waste dump could use some sprucing up, everybody. Grab a mop.
Hey, the park is just covered by a layer of trash. We're going to go pick it up today.
There is a thick layer of garbage over the whole park. Let's do gymnastics about it.
Well, you got to make it fun.
Well, you know, yeah. That's my called shot, is it will be fun. You know what I'm not looking forward to? There are so many multi-parters. There are at least three-parters and a four-parter next year, season.
I remember, I didn't know it was Ninja Storm, but I do remember I looked ahead and saw a four-parter, and...
That huffs butts. So what I'm thinking, I might as well say it now, what I'm thinking is the week either before or after a multi-parter like that, we'll only have one episode.
Like we'll watch them all and then just talk about it all at once?
No, well, no, that would be terrible. What I don't think we have time for that. No, like we do the episodes. We'll like start recording ahead, so like we have a buffer. But then like it'll be like here's our 4-episode week because we made a stupid rule and we gotta stick to it. But then the week after that, we'll only have 1 episode.
Oh yeah.
To like recoup and get a little bit of that buffer back, because editing 4 episodes in 1 week might actually be the death of me. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So we could do one episode before and 1 episode after.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. So I think that'll give a good amount of buffer time.
Yeah. So I think I figured it out, and it'll be like 19 weeks out of 38 episodes. So it's about normal, even though there's a lot of multi-parters. Next is from Jolly by Nature at BBR Jolly. What change, aside from hashtag Eagle Force, would you have made to the narrative of Wild Force to make it a more consistently good season? Get rid of Animus.
Yeah, you don't need him. There's no reason for him to be there. Because anytime Animus shows up, it makes any character development worse.
It just sucks the air out of the room. And yeah. They live in the sky. The room is the whole world.
Because he just pops in and he's like, Remember.
I think the idea of there being this big Zord god is pretty neat, but then he sucks.
But
so,
then it's just Animus.
It's just Animus, and I don't want that at all. So yeah, I would get rid of Animus. I think that would make a lot of Shayla's stuff better if you just gave Shayla the like ancient wisdom part of it. Yeah,
that would help a lot, because with Animus there, Shayla has nothing really to do except be a worried Disney princess.
Yeah, and like...
except for the one episode where she kicks ass. So what I would change is I would make Shayla kick ass the whole time.
Yeah, maybe get rid of Merrick and just make Shayla the Wolf Ranger.
Yeah, maybe like around episode like 10 to 12 in that range, she just like trucks some nutties, just like beats the snot. Like they try to capture her and she just takes them all out.
She just busts some nutties. Just busts a whole bunch of nutties.
She squirts out of the pool and busts some nutties.
Yeah. I think that would make it a lot better. I would also, I don't know, maybe if Allison Kimmerman didn't get in trouble for those like 4 episodes in the middle, I would try to not do that to her, to just give her 0 lines for 4 episodes.
Yeah, maybe make her the Red Ranger.
Yeah, you know, I like her story as the Yellow Ranger worked really well, but then like they didn't really play into the whole like second in command thing. They're just like, that's over now. Like after episode like 4, and like that,
yeah,
that bites. Next is from Lewis at Boss LCA. Lightning round. How does Sharky fly?
Magic.
Jets.
Magnets.
Ooh, how do they work? Who would capture more Zords / Rangers? Or who could capture more Zords / Rangers? Delicia and Evil from the Jacket episode, as we all know. Or Lion Tamer Org? I think Lion Tamer Org, because he just does a whip and then...
And then they listen to him.
Yeah, he doesn't have any, like production time on his capture. He doesn't need to sew a jacket. I do love Delicia and Evil. For being part of what might actually be my favorite episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I think the big thing for her is that she does have to physically have a jacket to capture them in. And Lion Tamer Zord could just use his magic, so definitely Lion Tamer Zord. A Zord? Org. He's an Org, he's not a Zord.
He's not a Zord, that would be weird. Yeah, so the Super Sentai Brothers are doing Car Ranger right now, and so I guessed it on their jacket episode. And my favorite thing is just telling them, like, the stuff that's not in the episode, in the Power Rangers episode, because, like, I don't remember what the villain's name is, because they all have very weird names, but the person who plays the person who General Havoc is adapted from is in that episode, and he wasn't there yet. So anytime he's on screen, that scene's just cut. So there's a whole scene of the evil... of it's like ZZ Zuri or something like that, and she's like sewing the big jacket. Like there's a scene of her sewing the big jacket to put on the robot, to put on the big Zord, And then she's next to two missiles, but because Richie Richie Hiker is there, which is the Sentai counterpart of General Havoc, that scene's gone. So I'm like, hey, do you want to know what happens in the Power Rangers episode? And they're like, what? And I was like, just missiles fly in with the jacket. That's it. That episode rules. This has been a very long lightning round. Question number four or three. Should the Mystic Knights of Tirnanog, special guest in Mystic Force?
No. It's too late. Mystic Force has already been made. So they can't.
They can't. Also, I don't know enough about Mystic Force to know if they do go to the land of the Tirnanog. But also, there's no way they still have those suits by 2005. They are in the trash. I hope they still exist. And if anyone has a line on where I can buy the Forest Rangers, please,
hey, they're in the,
please hit me up.
They're in the warehouse next to the last pair of BK Ratch Tech.
Oh, God. My white whale. There's actually a Sentai a Power Rangers warehouse.
Where they morph by ratcheting up their techs.
That is the dream.
The Sixth Ranger pumps his shoes instead.
He's got Reebok pumps. Where is Sneaker Force? Yellow Ranger's got Air Jordans. She can jump so high. That's all I'm going to think about for the rest of my life now, Josh. I hope you know what you've done.
Oh, I do.
Final question. If Jake gets to voice Ty in the new Digimon, who would Josh voice? I would like to. So they're rebooting Digimon Adventure, the original Digimon, and I'm trying to grassroots campaign my way to voicing Ty. So, Josh, who would you like to play in Digimon Season 1?
I wouldn't. I don't like Digimon.
That's a real Joe move, Josh.
Digimon is dumb, so I wouldn't be caught near that stupid show.
We did a whole episode about it on Cool Kids Table.
Yeah, and it was stupid.
It was fun. I thought that was a really good episode. Digimon is cool, actually. You're
just... The Digimon show maybe is fine. I watched a few episodes and whatever.
It's uneven.
Digimon games are stupid.
Digimon games are pretty bad. Pokemon definitely had the edge on the games, but the I will take seasons 1 through 4 of Digimon over any Pokemon up through Sun and Moon, because I hear that's actually good. Everything else was just butts. Anyway, thank you, Lewis, for these very divisive questions. Next is from Tanner at Sparky Upstart. Taylor was active for a year before Wow Force started. That didn't mean that Time Force was happening at the same time. Do you ever think she considered contacting or teaming up with them? No, because she didn't know who they were they did meet.
Because they did team up and she's never heard of them.
I think she was probably just like, didn't have a TV on the Animarium, right? Because, like, you wouldn't know.
Right.
Because the TV on the Animarium was Max's old TV, if you'll recall, from that one episode.
And even if she did, like, hear about Time Force, like...
Was she going to just fly the Eagle over? She couldn't get in it yet.
And two-thirds of that team isn't in this time anymore. So.
No, they're gone. Their next question, do you think Alyssa likes cats 2019?
Of course she does.
Probably, yeah.
She has a million cats.
I bet she would love cats 2019.
She probably
by
runs
Tom
like
Hooper.
A cat sanctuary and also elephants.
Josh, I'm talking about the movie Cats.
Oh, it's capitalized.
Yeah, Cats 2019. The 2019 movie Cats.
Alyssa's too nice to not like that movie, I think.
She would find the good in it.
I thought they were just asking if she was like a cat lady.
No.
And I was maybe. Probably. I bet she would run a cat sanctuary as a side hobby from her teaching job.
From her teaching job, yeah. What do Jindrax and Toxica sing for karaoke?
I got you, babe.
Oh, that would be adorable. That's the best answer. I don't have anything better than
that. It's not a duet, but You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Yes.
Which would be a good one, too.
That would be very good. Next is from Elliot at Elliot BK Lang. If y'all became Wild Forest Rangers, what animal would you be and what would your Zords look like?
I would be just a regular kitty cat.
Regular style. I'd want to be a deer, but the deer Zord did suck. So
you could be a stag instead.
Okay, yeah, I'll be the stag Zord. I could look. I'll be a white-tailed doe Zord. I don't care if I get Power Rangers. Whatever my Zord comes, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Even if my Zord was the real ass deer Zord, if I was a Power Ranger, that's fine.
Look, I'll whip that thing into shape. I'll listen to some real music. It doesn't suck.
What would your Zords look like? Mine would be like a small, like the armadillo size, but a kitty cat.
But a kitty cat. Mine would be a deer, but its antlers would be mostly for stabbing. Instead of catching or stun sporing. Also
or
from Elliot.
Yeeting.
In the space. Bonus question. If we pretend that the boys weren't a thing and had Eagle Force instead, I will die on this headcanon hill. What kind of ranger do you think Princess Shayla would be?
Princess Shayla would be a swan ranger.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
She looks swan. Or she would just be the bat ranger because she has that big bat necklace.
The magic bat necklace. Either of those could work. She just seemed very swanny. Yeah. Or she'd be the turtle ranger because she could just tool around in the animarium whenever she wants.
Because she's a swan because she's got that like flowy white gown and she's like very pretty, but also she will kick your ass.
But she will bite your face off because swans nasty. Swans are dirty, rowdy boys. Then we just have a couple things from Christina where she put Shadow the Hedgehog quotes over pictures of
I saw those.
Of Zenaku, which is pretty great. Next is from Reggie at Deca Emergency. One, do you think Kite and Animus would get along and or are related?
They're the same.
I mean, they're the same.
That's like asking if, what the heck is his name? If Cole would get along with the Red Ranger. Like,
yeah. They're the same and they both suck. Kite was a little better, but not a lot. Do you think Litter Richard would have been a formidable opponent for the Wild Force Rangers? Do you remember Litter Richard from?
Yeah, he's the one
Turbo?
That Eritan had to fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like.
Or not had to fight, but he was messing up Eritan's forest.
Yeah, by throwing a bunch of trash all over the place. And he was supposed to be like a letter, but he looked like a Chinese food takeout container. Yeah, I think so. They didn't really fight trash. They didn't really do it. They just fought monsters. That's all that they didn't.
Yeah, and they were just based on like they didn't come from thrown away things. Like the ship org just walked out of a yacht and he was
he was like, I'm a boat now.
Instead of being the spirit of like a decrepit sunken ship, like he should have been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that's polluting, even though sunken ships kind of like also are beneficial. But you know, just
they help out
fish
life. I'm trying to think of what underwater
marine life.
Pretty sure it's wet life, Josh.
That's hashtag wet life. Live that wet life.
Live that wet life. You know how we do here. And then finally, did Master Org kill Toxica? Because I swear her helmet thing was on his right shoulder / arm in the finale. I didn't notice, but on the Discord, somebody, I think it was Brandon. Yeah, Brandon said who is it? Somebody? Hold on. I'm scrolling back up. It was Lewis. Okay, yeah. So Lewis said that Toxica's head and Jindrax's helmets were there. So it's probably from the Sentai. And then Brendan looked it up. And according to the wiki, the Japanese version of Master Org is like a fusion between the three other generals, which makes sense. And then it just kind of had the Toxica and Jindrax counterparts on its arms. So... that's because they were still alive, I think, from what I read. So I don't know, it's weird.
I wonder if that is like, because I wonder if in the Sentai they also were like
grabbed up
growing hearts, and so is it weird that they were like alive but also Master Org's arms now while they were and like hated that.
I don't know. I'm gonna just chalk that up to a Sentai thing that didn't get explained. Because it would really suck if they just were like, all right, now we're going to leave. And then Master Rogue was like, well, then I'm going to kill you and put your heads on my arms. That would be a real bummer.
In Power Rangers, they're fine. They're just out walking through the desert looking for that one putty out there. Or those two putties out. Well, one of them melted. The other one is...
One of them's melting. Maybe, you know what? We don't know. Jason might have gone off and killed the other two. We don't know. Christina at Seawoods Art says has a couple. One, if everyone could get one more Zord, what would it be? I want somebody to get a whale Zord. I want somebody to get a big honking whale
just a
Zord.
Big ass whale. That'd be pretty sweet.
I just want like
give the whale Zord to
like Danny.
Danny.
Danny get a big old whale Zord. Alyssa, I'm trying to look at the like what Alyssa had. She only had the three.
She had the elephant, the tiger,
and the deer, technically.
Yeah, and she high-fived the rat at the end.
Yeah. So maybe, like, I would give her, like, ooh, it's one Zord. It's like a crow Zord, but it's actually a bunch of little Zords. So the arm can burst into a bunch of little crows.
Oh, like how the frog in season three could spit out a bunch of little frogs that blow up.
Yeah. So that's what I'd give Alyssa. Taylor, I would give a, I don't know, what's a big animal? What big animals are there?
Well, you know.
Because she had the two bears.
She got the eagle and the bears.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Right?
Give her like a moose.
Yeah, give her a big old moose-in. Big old, with big antlers. Put the deer in its place. Cole had like 40 Zords, so I feel like he's probably good, but I'd give him something weird, like a, I don't know, like a goldfish or something. just like a real weird Zord.
Max could have like a rabbit.
Ooh, that'd be nice. That'd be cool.
But he would hate it because it was cute and he's not a kid.
I'm not a kid. I don't like rabbits.
I'm not a kid.
And then who's left? Merrick?
Oh, Merrick. He's already got his own Megazord.
Yeah, he's got he's got plenty. Maybe like
the alligator, right? Give him like a...
Yeah.
Like a
crane?
Yeah, or like a... Like a lizard, like a chameleon.
Well, what? Because he's like only like predators. So like what other?
Right.
What other predators?
Snake.
A snake. Ooh. Yeah. Give him a big old cobra.
Yeah.
Use it like a hoodie. On his sword.
Yes.
Second from Christina. Is Animus a just and merciful deity? No, he sucks.
Yeah. No, Animus is poop. He's
incredibly
poop.
Petty. He should. I hope he went to Zord hell. Who would win in a fight, Zordon or Animus? Assume both are at their most powerful, and the Rangers aren't involved. I'm going to say Zordon because we don't know what Zordon's capable of.
Right.
We've never seen him.
Yeah.
You throw down.
You say assume that he's at his full power, but we don't know what that even means. Does he have command over all of the Mighty Morphin Zords at that point?
I don't know, because Zordon, like, if you think about what is in the show, because I know the comics have probably gone into, like, what Zordon is by now, but those are, like, a separate universe. So if you just go on what we know about the Power Ranger, what we know about Zordon from the Power Rangers series is that, A, he's caught in a time warp because when he fought Rita and put her in the dumpster, something happened that also shifted him out of time.
I think she cast a spell on him as he was putting her in. Like, they canceled each other out at the same time.
So she did something to reverse whatever extremely powerful thing he was doing, that so it blew back on him. Then we also know that in space, if you kill him, there's so much weird energy stored up in that jar that he's in now, which is maybe the worst thing about in space is that he's like actually physically in a jar. Right. Is it like that killed everything evil unless they could turn it into a yuppie.
Right. Or
which is weird.
If they were far enough away.
Or if they were hiding, I guess. So I'm saying Zordon. We saw Animus get his ass kicked like 4 times in Wild Force.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think we ever saw Animus like do good in a fight. So.
I think he helped kill one thing once, and then he was like, yeah, I'm back on your team. Bye.
Yeah, I was testing you because I'm a piece of shit. Because
I suck. And then finally, recolor the Rangers. Would their Zords stay the same? So I'm assuming the Wild Force Rangers, obviously.
I don't know. that there's much of a recolor here.
No, I mean, I would make Alyssa the Blue Ranger because she's way smarter than Max.
Yeah.
And because blue is kind of a weird, because like for a lot of it, it's like the smart one. And then it's also like the ladies man. Those are like the two options. Max is neither.
He's none of those. Danny could be blue if we go the ladies man route.
Yeah, the lady man. He had one.
He's the only. Well, I guess Cole had a girlfriend for a minute, too.
Yeah, she was down to clown. Claire was ready. So I would make Alyssa blue. I would make Cole the Black Ranger, Taylor
red,
the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And then
Danny shift to yellow,
and then Max to white, because he's just there.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to call him like the heart, but like that is the closest occupiable,
that's true,
role.
He's the kid that they all have to take care of.
Yeah. So, I think their Zords would probably,
I think the Zords might shift with them, because I can't picture Taylor not having the eagle. Like, they have,
yeah.
But the eagle being red kicks ass. So
red eagle would be pretty dope. I think Cole would still be yellow, or would be Black Lion. So then we can get rid of part Animus that way. So that's a bonus. Yellow bull, because I'd probably be a bull instead of a bison if it was yellow, because it's like actually a bull.
Yeah.
And then the white shark, the great white shark, is right there. And then blue tiger.
Blue tiger.
Because why not?
I guess.
I mean, look, there's a green deer. So like,
that's true. The colors don't really mean much.
Yeah. So I think their Zords would stay the same, but they would just recolor. And I think that would be pretty cool looking. Next is from Kimby at furball_24. If you could write a new Wild Zord into the season, which one would you choose, and what would its attacks or powers be? I kind of really like the idea of a rabbit Zord.
Yeah, me too.
Or a snake, or both. Or evil snake Zord, good mongoose Zord.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love me a mongoose.
And their powers would be that those two just fight each other and that's it.
Yep. And the mongoose is immune to robot poison.
Because
mongoose are immune to poison.
And the snake,
which is why they fight the snakes.
And the snake has no benefit against the mongoose.
Nope. I mean, its benefit is that it's a snake that attacks and has sharp teeth. It's just like, it's like, you know, finisher. Mongoose has it scouted, basically. Next is from Daoud at Dowfac. Would Animus have been cooler if he was voiced by Mike Reynolds, who voiced Genai? Or Genai? I forget. It's been so long since I've seen this season. God, I'm going to be a terrible tie.
I don't know who that is.
He's from Digimon. he's the guy who voiced the Chip Zord this year and the pirate Big Bad, the pirate ship Big Bad from Lost Galaxy. Captain Mutiny?
Captain Mutiny, yes. That was,
yeah,
it.
I think probably like microscopically better, just because I'm like, oh, I like that guy's voice.
Yeah.
I like that guy from Digimon.
Animus wouldn't have been better, but he wouldn't have had a voice of someone that likes to sniff their own robot farts.
That's just exhaust, Josh. Which you shouldn't do.
No, we don't condone that.
No. So next is from Jay at jchilla1012. Did you find the new Star Wars as bad as most people did? Did you see it?
Nope.
I
still haven't seen the middle one.
The middle one's my favorite one. Last Jedi rules. I think so. Here's how I explained it. When I was talking to someone at work, is that the movie was extremely bad and dumb. But I enjoyed watching it while I was watching it. But like every single, like 80% of the choices they made are just gobbledygook. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just trying to send the fans home happy without like giving them reasons or paying off anything. There's just like moments where they're like, hey, you like Chewbacca, right? Well, he gets a medal now because he didn't in the old ones.
Oh, God.
So he's got a medal because you love Chewbacca. And I'm like, why does Chewbacca? It's been like 40 years. Chewbacca doesn't care about that medal.
Just like, if you're going to go back to an old thing, can we not pander to people about it? I'm so tired. Everything makes me so tired now.
Like, there were some moments in Rise of Skywalker that I was like, oh, okay, like, I like this. This is good stuff. But there was also a lot where they were like, we're going to do a thing they did in The Last Jedi, but we're doing it different because no one liked The Last Jedi. So now we're going to do it in a way that, like, panders to, like, the people who didn't like Last Jedi. And that's better somehow. And it actually wasn't. Anyway, Star Wars is over, though, so hallelujah.
No, it isn't. Disney owns it.
No, there's going to be Star Wars long past the rest of us.
Now we're going to get new Star Wars, hopefully. I mean, this would be cool if they did it. Star Wars about not the Skywalkers would be
that
fun.
That is apparently the plan. We'll see how the first non-Skywalker Star Wars do if they go, get Luke back. Isn't he, like, wicked dead? It doesn't matter.
He's a Force ghost. Star Wars Episode 10, The Force Ghost.
The Force Ghost. It's just him doing whatever, being like, hey, remember Dagobah? Hey, remember this? It's just Ready Player One, but only Star Wars references. Hey, you remember Baby Yoda? He's Teen Yoda now. He's 80. He's a teen.
He has bad hair and smokes cigarettes.
Also from Jay, what's the best and worst team combination weapons out of the seasons you've watched so far? Well, the worst is the jungle blaster, the salad shooter, as we call it. Because it sucks, and then part of it's just a big hockey puck.
Yeah. That does suck.
As far as best, it's real hard to beat Mighty Morphin. Does any single combination weapon look as dope as...
the big crossbow cannon?
The big giant crossbow cannon? I don't think so. Power Rangers is real lucky they use Zyuranger. Like,
yeah.
I do really like the turbo ones, but that's just because I have a soft spot for most turbo stuff. Asterisk. Phantom Ranger can clean off. I hate that guy.
He could have been so cool.
He could have been a champion.
But instead, he went invisible to people who are invisible, and everything fell apart. And also, he did nothing.
And then he did nothing except get Cassie a little hot and bothered. But then she was like, maybe I want to make out with my dog, who's a human now. It's, you know, no one's going to say it. I'll say it. That's the Phantom Ranger's fault.
Her relationship with that dog was never the same. She could never look at him the same after that.
Thanks, a Phantom Ranger. Next is from Lucas at LAC062. Jake, which of your five kids from My Hero Academia would be your ideal Power Rangers team? And then there's a second part for Josh based on the first part that I answer. So my answer is going to be, obviously, Deku, Bakugo, Momo, Ida, and Uraka. And six Rangers, Todoroki. Now, Josh, based on my descriptions of these characters, what would their colors be? So here they are, real quick.
Okay.
Deku punches things so hard he breaks his own bones until he can learn to control that.
Okay.
Bakugo can sweat nitroglycerin from his hands and make that explode. He's also very angry all the time. Ida can run very fast because he has engines coming out of his calves.
Okay.
Momo can create anything inorganic from stored up fat cells in her body. So she eats a bunch. Like, she has to eat a lot to keep her strength up so she can, like, create. But she can, like, make matryoshka dolls or flashbang grenades or metal rods. She has to know the composition of it, so she's also very smart. And then Uraraka can, if all five fingers touch something, gravity stops affecting it and it becomes weightless and can float. And then Todoroki has half of his body can make ice and half can make fire, and he's very powerful.
Okay. I forgot half of these already.
Okay.
The punchy one is your Red Ranger. The bone breaking boy.
Deku's your Red Ranger. Absolutely correct.
The bomb hands, the nitroglycerin one.
Bakugo, my son, that's my boy, my child.
That's your Black Ranger. Loins.
What?
That's your Black Ranger.
Okay.
The girl that can make things out of her fat cells?
Yes.
That's your Blue Ranger.
Okay. Engine Man.
Engine Man is
Run Fast Engine Man.
Engine Man is a Yellow Ranger, and then the floaty one is pink.
Yep.
Or white. I think probably white would work better.
Okay. I mean, her actual costume is pink, but
well, then pink.
But you know, both are correct. I think actually that's correct.
And then the Sixth Ranger is the Sixth Ranger.
Yeah. He can be, you know, white and red.
Yep.
Fire and ice colors like he is. I think those are objectively correct. Good job. All nailed right. it.
Well, thank you.
And next is from Claire. This is the last of the hashtagged ones, unless some of them got ate up, which happens occasionally. Sometimes Power Rangers is dumb but good. Pizza episode, jacket episode. Other times it's dumb but bad. Sing song, Master Orange acting. Any idea what makes something good bad versus bad bad on Power Rangers? Is there a difference? Do you kind of love Viper's terrible acting in retrospect? To take the last thing first, yes.
I don't love Viper's acting, but I do like to think about Viper's acting sometimes.
So the same thing, and it's very mean. It's extremely mean what I'm about to say, and I apologize to everybody involved, but it's so mean. It's the same thing with Master Org. Their acting is so bad that it's so easy to make fun of that I love it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is quite as easy a layup as just pretending to be Viper bad acting.
It makes for a really good podcast.
Yeah, it's really easy, and I like that.
I think what makes something good bad and what makes something bad bad is the bad bad stuff actively detracts from what you're watching. Like, Master Org's bad acting will suck you out of any moment that he's in because you just start to laugh, even if it's just like, I killed your parents. And then you just laugh at him, even though he murdered Cole's parents.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the pizza episode, the jacket episode are bad, but they're bad on purpose. They're not bad, but they're silly.
Yeah, I think like, some of it comes down to how seriously you are taking your bad stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, the Sing Song episode is... It's not, like, a serious episode. It's not, like grim or anything. But, like, they are dead serious on how good the song is. Except the song is awful.
Right.
And, like, there is no hint of, like, a wink or a nudge to be, like, it's a bad song.
Right.
Like, until later when the other Power Rangers are, like, this song sucks and I hate it. And then Shayla's, like, you should like the song because the Deer Zord does.
The deer wouldn't yeet that one org into space if I didn't sing the song.
Which is, it's just such a weird thing. But, like, the jacket episode is, like, okay, they put a big jacket. They put big jackets on all the Power Rangers, made them mean. Then they put a bigger jacket on Blue Centurion and made him mean. And then they put the biggest jacket on his robot, which doesn't need to have a jacket because it's already being piloted by a mean person. That's great. The pizza episode, they get baked up in a pizza. That's great. It's like the stuff that's like that's bad,
and
but
even,
like,
even when he comes back in Forever Red, they joke about the pizza.
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, the pizza," and it's like, "I love the pizza." But I think the thing that, like, it just comes down to, like, how seriously you're taking yourself when you do something bad, because sometimes you do something bad on purpose.
Yeah,
for the joke, and like that works. But if you do something bad and you're like, "This is good, actually," then that doesn't work.
Yeah. Master Org is a very serious villain.
Yeah.
But he talks like a goober. So
yeah. Which is weird because I think sometimes also the opposite is true, because like Birdemic is like 100% believes it's a good movie, but it's not. But I love it because of that.
Yeah, but that's the charm of that.
Yeah, and I think it's a weird fine line. I don't know. It's an it factor. It's just like this weird this weird it factor of like, did you do the dumb thing good or not? So yeah, that's what I think about that. All right, I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna find a couple not hashtagged ones because we got at least two that I can remember. Okay, first one from Riley at Rev Rye Bread. Riley, you've been on the show, you know about the hashtag. For shame, Riley. You have taken in 10 seasons of Power Rangers. That's wild.
Force.
Everybody's thinking it. If this entire season had been a celebration of Power Rangers, taking the whole decade into context, what would you like to see? Hexagon is not a valid answer. Fair, because I think Hexagon wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
I would have...
For a full retrospective thing. We got a good Time Force team up, and we got a good Red Ranger team up. So just more team ups.
Yeah, just more acknowledging the old stuff. I think that worked a lot. Like, from the ground up, if I were to, like, strip the whole thing and be like, this is now a Power Rangers, like, 10-season celebration, I think I would have had it take place in Angel Grove, but I would have had... I mean, there was no Master Org in the Sentai. There was just the three generals who were, like, rotating bad guys. So I probably would have had them be something caused from, you know, Zordon's wave or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you know what? They're all parts of a face. What if they are just, they are the, like, the, I don't, like, the side effect of Zordon, the Zordon wave, and they are all parts of Zordon face. They're just the monsterized versions of, like, things left over from Zordon Z-Wave.
Ew.
Right? But it kind of works, right? Because he's just a face.
That's true.
And then I would have Animus be Zordon somehow at the end, you know?
I think you could make that work. When Zordon died, his spirit became a big Megazord.
Or not, and just have the three of them be Zordon, and they be like, we have to kill these things to release Zordon back into the world, you know?
Right, we have to put the monkey back together.
We gotta put the silver monkey back together. And I would have it take place in Angel Grove. I think the Animarium, I don't know what I would do about that. I mean, the same thing, like, it would, like, rip up from, you know, the thing, but then they'd be like, oh, Turtle Lake. You know how Turtle Lake's always been here? Well, it turns out... You know, we never saw it before, but don't worry, you know, it's always been a Turtle Lake here in Angel Grove. And then I would have as many old Rangers as I could get come back, because
just to, like, help out with stuff.
Yeah, like, maybe get I think, like, if, because I would also make it a high school season, because I think that works.
That's the ultimate callback.
The ultimate callback is having them go to school and, like, have, like, human lives, because we've talked about it a lot. The Wild Force Rangers don't have that. And
and Bulk is now the teacher because Miss Appleby retired.
Miss Appleby retired. Bulk is a teacher.
Skull is like the guidance counselor because he got his life together.
Oh, that'd be good. I would treat it, I would fake the reveal where everyone thinks Skull is a janitor, but then, like, no, he's the guidance counselor, or he's the principal.
Right.
Or something like that. I'd have Billy there if I could, if he was, you know, if you could convince him, be like, hey, everyone's not super homophobic anymore. We fired all those people. That really sucked. And then, yeah, just get as many people to, like, come in and out as you could. I would also try to wrap up some things, like, they were just, like, left and never talked about. Like, for example, Aisha traveled in time.
And stayed there.
And stayed in Africa to help sick animals. They were just sick from, like, a mysterious magic disease that we never got anything about. So, like, something like that I would try to do. I'd get I would absolutely get Adam back, maybe to be their mentor.
Oh yeah,
I think you could do a lot by just being like, hey, we don't hate Power Rangers.
Right.
We would like to celebrate.
We've been here the whole time.
Yeah. Also, maybe, like, because the people from after, like, the post-Angel Grove era, I think I would still do Forever Red, like, exactly the same. Asterisk. I would move some money around to maybe change the fight at the end.
The only thing I would do with Forever Red is break it into two parts.
Yeah, and then definitely
so
make
it
a two-parter.
Everyone can have a little more to do.
Yeah. Maybe instead of just having one Forever Red, you would have five different Forever Color episodes where all of them came back, even if they showed up in the season previously, just, like, they all come back to help out, like, that color ranger do a thing for an episode or two, depending on what you needed. Now I'm going to be thinking about this all day. First, I got Shoe Rangers. Now I got this. Josh, I'm going to have a very busy day. There was one more. Oh, there's two more. For shame. Flozen at Flonier. If you threw every team you've seen so far at the peak of their abilities in a free-for-all, who would come out on top? Why are the Power Rangers fighting each other? They're friends. They team up. Power Rangers work together.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
They all would come out on top. And then they'd kill the monster.
I mean, the answer is whichever team Jason and or Adam was on, because or Tommy. Those three would be like the, I think the team would.
So you're looking at Mighty Morphin Mark II.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Mark II. Well, because that's the thing, is like, where do you split the team? Because I guess you could switch everybody out and make a whole new Mighty Morphin team except for Billy.
Right.
So we'll see. Billy would have to be on either side. But I think the team with Jason and with Tommy and Adam would probably win, because they kick very good.
If you don't include Sixth Rangers, then Mighty Morphin would be the original team, and then the new Mighty Morphin Rangers would be Zio minus Aisha.
Yeah.
Who doesn't participate, because no team, she's picked last for kickball.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who else. And then
Turbo and In Space are the same team almost completely.
Yeah, you switch out, you know. And Turbo is Zio until it's In Space, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because they just trade one for the other. You switch out Justin for Andros.
I'm trying to think.
And that's, or Rocky on either side. So that's not really a big loss.
I'm trying to think if there's any one team of five that works better together as a team than any other one.
I mean, Time Force, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because they were a team before, plus Wes, who is just very good.
He's very good at being on a team. Plus, you got Eric, who is Adam in his Adam-esque in his fighting capabilities. So I think maybe that. But again, Power Rangers work together. I don't know why they'd be fighting each other. Because if you look at another Power Ranger, like, and they'd be like, "Hey, I dress like that," you know, like, you wouldn't be like, "Who are these other mysterious people?" Like, they'd be like, "Oh no, these are just different Power Rangers." And finally, from Big Duck 420 at Geo Dursley. This is a gross one to end on. Would you rather eat ketchup and bananas every day for breakfast, or have to wake up to the Sing Song song every morning forever? Both of these are in perpetuity. Which would you rather do? I'd rather die. I think
forever would be a single day, because I would be dead. No, I would pick Sing Song. I could deal with the song once every morning.
Yeah, it'd be a terrible alarm, but like, I'd wake up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to eat a banana and ketchup.
Also, real quick, according to former guest of the show, Cassidy, at Mad Levonis on Twitter, she's posted a video. She had bananas and ketchup. Just try it. My throat tried closing up when I said that.
Your throat was like, "No, nobody's ever done
this. Get that out of here." She said it's fine, which I don't believe you, Cassidy.
Well, Cassidy, I'm very glad that you are a former guest of the show, because you're banned.
Thank you for your sacrifice for finding that out. Unfortunately, you will not be allowed back, because you're nasty. Why did you do that? No one asked for this, Cassidy!
No, I could not do that. I mean, I'm sure after doing it long enough, you would be like, you wouldn't even notice the taste anymore, but just the fact that you're eating a banana and ketchup every day for the rest of your life.
I mean, yeah, but like, my throat is trying to destroy itself just thinking about doing that. But like, it's 24 hours between each time, so it's not like you're eating it so constantly you just get numb to
That's
it.
That's true. Whereas if you're just listening to a song, you can just like think of something else for 5 minutes and just block it out. That's way easier.
Way easier. So, sing song every day over bananas and ketchup. No, thank you.
Yeah, every time.
No, thank you.
10 out of 10 dentists recommend you listen to Sing Song. If your dentist tells you to eat a banana and ketchup, fire that dentist.
Fire that dentist. Call the police. That guy needs to go to jail. He doesn't have a license.
I'm pretty sure that's an OSHA violation.
I can't breathe. And that's all the questions we have. Oh boy. Oh boy, howdy.
We have fun. We have fun here at the Morphin Grid.
We do. All right, Josh, there's another thing we need to do that we might as well do in this episode. And that is to rank the Power Rangers on our list of Power Rangers.
Oh, do we have that list?
I mean, you used it more recently than I did. It's just called Power Rangers Rankings, because you changed Aisha to be dead last.
Ah, I see. There it is. Where do we start?
Oh, boy. Well, let's start with who is objectively the worst of the new six Rangers. I think it's Danny.
Yeah, I think so. Danny barely has any character at all besides Doofus.
Is baby, is dumb, fucks. Don't like any of those things about him. So let's scoot on down to the lower.
Let's look. I mean, I just jumped to the bottom, and I don't think Danny is better than Carlos or Trip or Kai.
No.
And that's 30, 31, and 32. So that puts us firmly at Joel.
How is Joel above Maya? Is it because she's kind of like a big nothing?
It's because she hears Zords one time.
You're right. Okay.
And at least I think our reasoning might have been at least Joel is a character.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay, so then I don't think he's better than Maya. He might be better than Delphine because he's number one, more screen time.
Yeah, and he
did do more things.
He doesn't have a weird fish neck and hair.
Yeah, and the hair is the worst part.
Her head and neck was just a serpent for a minute.
She got like the gills from that dinosaur from Jurassic Park for 1 second. Delphine, what happened?
Yeah, he's better than Delphine.
Okay. But not better than Maya?
No, because Maya did do cool tricks, and all Danny did was throw a bunch of people off of him a few times.
I do love the big Putzky throw, but yeah, that was kind of his only trick. So coming in at number 35 is Danny. Now, next up, I would say Max. I think Max is one step above Danny.
Yeah, I don't think Max is better than Maya either.
All right, so then now the new number 35 is Max. What about Merrick?
Oh, Merrick.
Is Merrick better than Danny, actually, now that I think about it?
He does have that, like, Hot Topic brooding,
mm-hmm.
which I think is better than Danny being a dumb baby that fucks and Max just being a dumb baby that doesn't fuck. Merrick definitely gets shut down by Shayla, even though she's into him, but she's not like that into him, I guess.
And she's also like clearly in the wrong every time she does it, which is funny. The Lunar Ranger also is way cooler than Merrick, even though it's the same guy, so I think we need to account for that.
Yeah, we definitely need to account for his Power Ranger half. And also, he was Zenaku for a minute.
And Zenaku looks dope.
He may or
and
may
was
not
dope.
Be schizophrenic at the end of the season.
He might have some sort of dissociative identity disorder, because he just is like, oh, there's the ghost that used to be in the body I used to be in. It's very nebulous.
Now I want to put him above Kai.
I think I would also put him above Kai. I was looking at Trip, and I don't think I would put him above Trip, because Trip, for as bad as Trip got, Trip was also great when he was great.
Yeah. Yeah, and Merrick was pretty Merrick consistently. Yeah. So.
All right, coming in at number 32, Merrick. Next, Cole, rocky start, real rocky start.
How do we feel about Cole compared to Rocky?
Well, I'll tell you, Cole versus season 2 Rocky, probably going to give the edge to Cole, because he did stuff.
Yeah.
Cole versus Zio Rocky, edge goes to Rocky every day.
What about Justin?
Well,
I think Cole's better than Justin.
I think Cole's better than Justin, but I don't think he's better than Rocky.
I don't think he's better than Rocky as a whole. I think that's right.
All right, so coming in at number 27 is Cole. Next is Alyssa, and a couple spots, one spot above Rocky is Katie. And I feel like Alyssa and Katie have a lot of similar stuff.
I feel like I also held Katie down because I'm mad at how much they didn't use Katie.
That is, yeah, I think so. But I also agree with that. I think they could have gotten a lot more out of her.
Yeah, so I definitely think I like Alyssa more than Katie.
I don't think I like her better than Billy, though.
You know what's weird is I don't know if I like her better than Billy, but I think I like her more than Tanya, who's above Billy.
Why is Tanya above Billy?
Is it because of the baseball?
I think it's because of baseball, Sean. They're giving him the business.
All right, I'm good with putting her below Billy.
Okay, do we re-rank Billy and Tanya? Do we switch them right now?
I think we put Billy so low because we were trying to stick it to Billy fans.
Sorry, Alan.
Because as a Power Ranger, Billy sucks, but as a character, he's okay.
Yeah, and I think that was more of your argument, because there's also a reason that Carone is not in the top 10. is because her as a Power Ranger wasn't as good as her as Astronomer.
Well, it was because she did her best work as a villain, and that's not a very good Power
but
Ranger.
But it's the same person!
Right? That's not a very good Power Ranger. She killed people.
But I mean, did we see it? Probably. Did she mean it? Absolutely.
It's not a great Power Ranger. It's not a top 10 Power Ranger. Hey, anyway. To be fair, Tommy's not in the top 10 either, so.
No, but that's because Tommy spent all of half of Turbo on a racetrack farm upstate.
He's got to go fast.
All right, next up is, I think this is actually the last one, is Taylor. Scroll up, my man.
I'm up in the top 10 already. I'm trying to compare Taylor to Zach first. But maybe we should bump down and do the Tommy Taylor conversation.
Okay, all right. I think you're right.
Because Taylor is a pretty great Power Ranger, but is she a better Power Ranger than Tommy?
I mean, she was the only Power Ranger on her team
for a full calendar year.
So, like...
But, like... She went from a single veteran Power Ranger by the time she got her team, basically, because she'd been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
To being bumped out of the leader role when Cole showed up. Whereas Tommy...
Took over the leader role from Jason. And then he leadered so bad, Rocky wasn't even a character for two seasons.
He made the Red Ranger obsolete!
He made the Red Ranger obsolete until he became the Red Ranger. I like her a lot.
I do too. I'm trying to think now outside of exclusively Power Ranger stuff and the character of Taylor versus the character of Tommy. And what do we even know about Tommy anyway?
Here's what we know about Tommy. Kicks great. Does great kicks.
Yeah, drives fast.
Snowboards. Once.
But, like, is sad about it.
big hat, sad snowboarding. Here's what I know about Taylor, is that when she was a little girl, she thought she saw the Animarium or the Eagle. I don't remember which one it was in that.
I think she thought she saw the Eagle and she knew, and she was obsessed with the fairy tale story of the Animarium.
And so for the rest of her life, she trained to find it again.
She joined the military?
Just so she could get up in the sky in a plane by herself.
To find the Animarium, and that was it. That's the only reason she did that.
Yeah. Like, that's radical.
She's presumed dead and would like to keep it that way so she can live on the Animarium. Tommy drives a fast car, does a sad snowboard, and kick good. We don't know anything about Tommy's life.
No.
He becomes a teacher, but we don't know that yet.
And, like, where he is right now is, like, he's this weird, like, proto-Zordon kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we can maybe reevaluate Tommy after Dino Thunder when he comes back, and maybe we learn a little bit more about him. But right now, Taylor kicks his ass.
The only argument I have for putting her below Tommy is that Eric is below Tommy, and I want them together forever.
But she's better than Tommy.
I know, but Josh, Carone is not a number 14 either.
These are just letters on a list. These are not... This is not a rating. This is not an OTP list.
I don't want... I don't want Tommy keeping her and Eric apart, is what I'm saying.
It's not a voodoo list.
Okay. Above Tommy, then?
Above Tommy.
Number 11, coming in. Coming in hot. The girl. Taylor Earhart.
But is she better than Zach, too?
See, okay, I don't think so, because here's the thing, is there were four straight episodes before the Time Force crossover where Taylor did nothing and said nothing and was nothing.
That's true.
Do you remember a single episode that if Zach was there, he just was like, hey guys, no. and didn't do anything?
No, I don't.
I mean, those episodes happened, but Walter Jones wasn't there.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
But like, when the actor was there, Zach always had something to do and was always relatively as consistent as Power Rangers can get, you know? So I think I have to give the edge to Zach based on that. But that's it. Now, if it's who I like more, Taylor's going to be like number four.
Hey, I think Kendrick's is so high because I like her a lot, not because
she's
there. Yeah, because
Kendrick's
good.
Also pretty much sucked, dog. She's not better than Corona, I'll tell you that for free.
She's the only Power Ranger that gave her life to save her team.
You know what? You're right. I forgot. She could stay.
Okay.
Yeah, because Ashley's right. Number 16 because I like Ashley a lot. So, like, there's a lot of personal feelings going. This is not an empirical list.
That's not a perfect list. There's biases.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's all the Power Rangers ranked. And that is the Q's aid. So we are going to get out of here. What are we going to do next week? Do we want to do the Toys That Made Us episode next week? Talk about that?
Yeah, I think we could probably do that.
All right. The week afterwards, Benny's going to be on for By the Numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are what we're doing for the next 2 weeks. Then I think we have we got a Morpheus we got to do, and we're going to watch Love, Fallen Order, and I think that might be it for bonus episodes. Unless we want to cut into February, which, you know, we can. Actually, you know what?
Oh, I do. We're gonna... I do want my birthday off. I don't want to do anything on my birthday.
Right. So that's Monday.
I don't know if that'll affect anything.
Yeah. We might take a couple extra weeks for bonus episodes just because that way, number one, you can have your birthday off. And number two, we can record some bonuses and then start Ninja Storm so we can stockpile a little bit so I can get a jump on them because there's so many multi-parters.
Yeah.
There are just two, just like an incredible amount, like more than season two had per volume.
It's just crazy because we haven't had like a more than a two-parter since like season two or three.
I think Time Force had a three-parter. The finale was a three-parter.
Okay.
And then before that, I think
so. It's
in space maybe, but I don't. It might have been Zio. Like,
it's just like
it's been a minute.
What the hell story are you telling that takes four episodes in Power Rangers?
Know.
Disney, why are you doing this?
I don't know, Papa Walt. Why are you? Is this how you do me?
Big
I have Disney Plus. Be nice to me. Anyways, yeah. So we're going to play it by ear. We'll let you know when we're going to be back for Ninja Storm, but we got fun bonus episodes coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time. Also, we need to figure out a bonus episode to record for January for the Patreon. That's a future problem. By future, I mean within the next week, because it's only one more week of January.
We'll figure it out.
Figure something out. Anyway, until next time.
May the power protect you. Bless.
Thank you. I think I got one more, but it doesn't feel like it. That one kind of hurt my throat.